Yeah, morning to you, the Map Man, Triple M. Looking forward to Sunday night, Bachelor in Paradise. Got a couple of intruders coming to Paradise Island. This is going to be fantastic. And one of those intruders is Daniel the Canadian from the US show. Very good morning to you, Daniel. How are you, buddy?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
Very well, mate. Thank you for joining us here this morning.
When you say intruder, it's funny. We don't say intruders per se over here. Say intruder, it makes me sound like I'm like some sort of sexual predator, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Now, mate, what can you tell us about yourself? What can you tell us about your appearance in the U.S. show? How are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I had a good time. First time in the American one, I was there for about 10, 11 days. I did have salmonella halfway through, so it was kind of sick, but I had a good time. And it was fun watching it back. The second time I did it, I was only there for 5 or 6 nights, a little bit shorter, and I stayed till the end. But yeah, I had a good time. I always like to, you know, have a balance between having some fun, you know, taking something serious, also creating jokes, you know, making some friends, trying to make TV, you know. So I try to do a little bit of all that sort of thing.
Yeah, terrific stuff, mate. Being surrounded by beautiful women must be a hard thing to do, I would have thought. So Bachelor in Paradise, the Australian version of the TV show, you're one of the intruders, like I mentioned. So you're coming in to Paradise Island this weekend, this coming Sunday. Are you excited?
Yeah, no, listen, I was very excited when I got asked to go on. All these shows have been asked. I've never applied, and that's one of the things that people think, why are you going to do it? Or why do you go on these shows? It's like, well, listen, if you get a call or email saying, hey, Daniel, you want to go to Fiji, yada, you know, be surrounded by people, good people, and have a fun time and whatnot, you're not going to say no. So When I got asked, I said, for sure. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing on, you know, my entrance and what they air and what other people say. You know, I seen in some of the previews, you know, I saw, what's his name, Jared was crying. I guess, I mean, I don't know if I kind of made him cry, I guess. Or that was because, like, indirectly because of, you know, me talking to maybe Kira. Kind of funny, I guess.
Very, very exciting, mate. Just cannot wait to see it. I mean, you've got a bit of a Tom Cruise look. Anyone else ever told you that?
Tom Cruise, I don't know, maybe I had it once or twice. I remember a couple of years ago, when I used to work in the service industry, I used to get, who was it? Adam Levine. I used to get that all
Adam
the time,
Levine,
like a couple
yeah.
times a day.
Yeah,
back in the day. Sometimes I wear my, just regular glasses so I can see, and, I'd get that all the time, but he's got some tattoos and he has a voice on which I don't have.
Being an intruder, you're going to feel the pressure, aren't you, mate, from the other blokes?
Well, that's the thing, because I never seen the any of the episodes, obviously, of the Australian version down there, and so I didn't know any of the people, so I just kind of came in blind, not knowing what the people were going to be like and how the setup was going to be and how many guys or girls or who had the power. And so, obviously, you know, it's always good if you go in and you have the power, as in you have the roles, or obviously it sucks if it's the other way around, because if it's the other way around, it can be quite hard. And the other thing, if you start off the season, you know, like what I did, when I first went, it's so much easier because you have the power. You give you can form a relationship. You give the roles to someone, and most likely you can get it back unless you want to screw that up somehow. So it's definitely way easier when you have the power or when you first start things off. Because if you go in like I did, you know, there's already relationships formed. So it's a lot harder that way for sure.
Really looking forward to seeing it Sunday night, Bachelor in Paradise after the project on Wynn TV. That is Daniel the Canadian from the US show, and looking forward to seeing how you progress on the island, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Good on you, brother. There we go. Daniel, Triple M.